We have a lot of things to talk about, a big agenda here. And the first thing is the Northwest Art Exhibit. There's also the Art Expo in Thief River and of the Year Award winners. So let's just dive into that.
We do have a busy time this week. We have exciting things going on. Our visual art show, our larger annual show, is in Thief River Falls at the Engelstead Arena in their lobby. So you go in the main entrance and look to the left, and we have 140 pieces. About half are by high school student artists from our 7-county region, mm-hmm. and half are from adults. Ron, the work was juried, so if someone comes now to see the show in the next few days, they'll see who the award winners are.
Okay.
But people coming in the door can still vote on people's choice. They can select one student, the person itself, not necessarily the piece, but the artist, and put that name on a people's choice ballot, and then they can select one adult. And then that all wraps up. The voting goes all this week until our event on Saturday, April 28th. And at the event itself, we tally up the little pieces of paper, and we select the two People's Choice Award winners. So that's kind of fun.
And now let's get to the award winners for the North Star Award, the Arts Advocate of the Year Award, and the Artist of the Year Award. And who won those?
Yeah, we have three main awards we give each year. And this year, a talented actor from Thief River Falls, Scott Preem, is receiving our Artist of the Year Award. That goes to emerging or mid-career artist. So we're recognizing Scott's work. He was in The Boys Next Door last summer for Thief River Falls Area Community Theater,
mm-hmm.
and he just did an excellent job with his character, which he's done in other plays too, but this particular character working up a man who has a disability, and he did a wonderful job. So his peers recognize him by putting his name in. So he'll receive $500, an award in public recognition. And then we have Betsy Sardoff, who is a visual art teacher in Goodridge and Grigla, and Betsy did a whole bunch of pottery pieces for the Grigla Centennial. So she's been really active as an artist herself, an arts advocate. So she's going to win. She won our Northwest Arts Advocate Award, so she'll receive $500 and public recognition. And Betsy also, interestingly, Ron, has two pottery pieces in the show at the Engelstead, and one of her pieces won a merit award. So she'll receive a merit award for her own pottery, and then she'll receive the Arts Advocate Award for all of her volunteerism and all the time she puts in promoting her kids and their art from the school. So I think that's great.
Yeah.
Kind of shows that you know, artists are doing their thing while they're doing all this other mm-hmm. activity to help others around them, students and adults. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And then our last award is our big award. It's called Northwest Star. It's given as Lifetime Achievement, and that's going to James Kent of Crookston. And he is a wonderful man who I've known for years and years and years, and he was nominated by his peers because he is a music instructor. He's retired now from the Crookston School District, and he's done lots to bring music into Crookston. He himself is a very accomplished piano and organ player and a vocalist. He sings at lots of weddings, lots of funerals, so people know him as an artist as well as an arts advocate. And he, you know, in Crookston, they have an interesting program. It's called the Pirate Fine Arts Boosters.
Yes.
So it's a fine arts boosters rather than a sports booster. So they have sports boosters, but they have this, and it generates a lot of income into their community for arts activity and equipment in their school. And Jim started that up, so it's pretty cool, you know, that he's getting this award for lifetime achievement. And that's a big award, Ron. It's $5,000. So it's nice to give these awards that are so substantial that people can use for whatever they want, and it shows that they've done all this volunteering sort of their whole life that is reimbursed but not reimbursed. reimbursed with love but not with money.
Well, congratulations again to Jim and Betsy and Scott for their fine work, and it's wonderful they have that kind of recognition. Now, you mentioned again coming up on Saturday, April 28th, it's the Arts Expo up in Thief River at the Ralph. Tell me what that's about.
We start our day on April 28th, Saturday, with a workshop at 11 o'clock for anyone that's interested in learning how to have your facility be more accessible to people with disabilities or special needs, or your website. Some of it has to do with social media nowadays to make sure that they can find all the information that they need. So that workshop will be a very specific workshop from 11 to noon. And then right at noon, we have many people coming from throughout Minnesota to sit at tables, like round tables, and talk about what they provide for service and give information and answer questions. So those round tables will be in the ballroom downstairs. I think they call it the Imperial Room in Thief River Falls at the Engelstad.
Yep.
So in the Imperial Room, we'll have the round tables set up, and for 2 hours, a very casual setting of going from table to table and asking questions and seeing brochures and meeting and greeting and learning more. So I think that format should be really attractive to a lot of people to do. And I'll be there talking about our grants. The Minnesota State Arts Board will be there talking about the services and grants they give. Jerome Foundation, Minnesota Office of Tourism, Dave Bergman will be there. From your radio station, I believe Mark's going to be there to talk about what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just, the list is actually kind of long.
Yeah.
'Cause we have 16 people that will be there talking about theater. The Theater Alliance will be there, the Fringe Festival, Music Coalition, Playwright Center, just lots and lots. So, fun day.
Okay, registration.
And then that leads into our regular artist reception that you and I talk about all the time, where we give these awards and recognize the people upstairs that won awards for the art exhibit. And Brianna Drevlo this year is going to be there because she's Miss Minnesota, so she's going to be doing a couple of numbers. And so I like that she's a musician, an artist in our area, and we can feature her. So that's great, too.
Now, listeners, you can tell Mara's been very, very busy lately, and we'll talk about one more thing she's been involved in that is part of her responsibility, and that's a grant deadline coming up. And also, you have openings on your board of directors, too.
We do. You know, the board of directors, we're looking for a couple of key places. Right now we have an opening in Norman County, Marshall, Pennington County. One's coming up now in Kitson. So we have people here and there that we need. We have actually at-large positions too. So even if your county wasn't mentioned and you're very interested in serving on the Arts Council, being part of policy decisions, reviewing grants, having fun with a bunch of like-minded people, then you will maybe have a spot, even if you're not part of those counties where we have openings. Part of the responsibility of a board member is to at times serve as a panel member for the grants, and we do have a deadline coming up May 1st for our Arts Legacy and our Arts Project grants. So if you haven't applied yet as your festival, there might still be a little bit of time. We have some arts groups that haven't applied yet, so hopefully they'll meet this deadline and we'll wrap up the end of our fiscal and give out our last grant funding.